In the autumn of 1911, the residents of Lexington, Kentucky gathered on a dreary day for the dedication of a statue of their native son, Confederate General John Hunt Morgan. The town square was filled with onlookers since television did not exist and there was nothing better to do. Morgan grew up wealthy in one of Lexington's most prominent families and had no direction in life until the Civil War started. He thought Abraham Lincoln was a huge nerd, so he joined the Confederacy. He would go on to a respected military career in one of the most disrespected armies in history. If the townsfolk that gathered on that dreary day in 1911 knew what the statue would later be used for, it probably would never have been erected. One year, a group of undergraduates from the nearby University of Kentucky decided to celebrate the basketball team's national championship by painting the testicles of General Morgan's horse in the school colors of blue and white. The act would not go unnoticed. Patrons from all around the city would come to see the horse and its new paint job. A local photographer set up shop at the statue, taking photos of the fans celebrating Kentucky's championship in basketball. Although the townspeople were excited by the novelty of the celebration, it was not the first time these balls were the center of attention in the city. Morgan's sister was not the only one who looked down upon the fact he had a mare. When Italian sculptor Pompeo Capini was commissioned to complete a depiction of Morgan and his horse, Black Bess, he refused to erect a horse that couldn't get erect. So, instead of sculpting the mare Morgan usually rode, Capini sculpted a stallion in an act of defiance against history. The day the statue was unveiled, the townspeople didn't notice the horse's sex change because normal people usually don't pay attention to that. But by adding these jewels to the statue of the horse, Capini was laying the groundwork for a tradition like no other. The tradition of painting a pony's privates in downtown Lexington has become something more than just painting a pony's privates. It has come to represent the tradition of excellence with Kentucky basketball. That tradition leads us to believe that Black Bess will be vandalized every year. But this year, this is the year. The championship banner won't be the only thing hanging in downtown Lexington that is blue and white.